Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
We often talk about audio description on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, that could be audio description on television, could be at the cinema, theatres, museums and galleries. It's designed to give blind and partially sighted visitors a better understanding of what's going on. So it could be someone sitting in the theatre with some headphones on and a describer is telling them what's going on the stage in between the actor's dialogue. Kind of works the same way in movies and television as well. Now, there are more and more visitor attractions providing audio described tours and some tactile exhibits so people can get their hands on things that are normally behind glass. Now, Kensington Palace provides such a service, and for Disabled Access Weekend, we thought we'd have a look ahead to find out what is in store. Now, we have with us Claire Corby from Kensington Palace. Claire, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Claire, first of all, tell me a little bit about Kensington Palace. I'm intrigued what it's like there.
It's a lovely building, and it's run by a group called Historic Royal Palaces. And we tell the stories of the people who have lived here. Rather more than the monarchs and the royal side, we try to look at them more as human beings than anything else.
So you have regular tours, do you?
Yeah, we're open all day, every day, pretty much. And we do offer describer and handling sessions as something that people can book throughout the year, but obviously doing something special for Disabled Access Weekend.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the tours then. What things do they take in?
So our tours, we have varied areas. So we have our King State Apartments, which focus very much on George II and Queen Caroline, the Hanoverian period of 1700 period. And then we also have a Queen's area focusing on the early Stuarts. And opening this weekend coming, we will have an exhibition about Diana, her fashion story.
Ah, so not just a tour then of the building, there are kind of other exhibitions which could be ongoing at the same time.
Yes, the exhibition that opens on Friday will focus on Diana. And our tours for describers tend to focus on the King's Apartments, or later in the year when it reopens, our Victoria Revealed area, purely because of the size of the rooms.
Ah, okay. So presumably it's a tour that anyone would be familiar with. You turn up, you meet the guide, and you walk around and they tell you the history, tell you about all the items there as well. Now, we are looking at audio described tours here, so what would happen on one of those if I was to come along and say I needed an audio described tour?
Yeah, so the difference with an audio described tour is we don't run regular tours for visitors. So visitors come in, they go round on their own. If they have any questions, they ask the staff members who are around. For a describer tour, we have trained members of staff who will go round with just a very small group of people so that everyone gets to see everything. And they will talk about what they're seeing, how it fits into the stories of the rooms, how it fits in with the people, how it was used, and most importantly, of course, what it looks like, what kind of shape it is, all those kind of things to go with it.
And it is a skill being a describer because you really have to paint a picture almost in people's minds.
It is indeed. I have three amazing members of staff who've gone through extra training, and they do this as an addition to their normal job. They all were very keen to do this. We actually set the project up back in 2007, so we've been offering them for quite some time, but only really more recently been able to offer more and more.
And along with the audio described tours, you mentioned tactile handling sessions.
Yes, our learning and education department have their own handling items that they use for their school visits. And they have very generously allowed us to use some of those objects that link into the stories of the building so that we can offer some handling sessions for this particular weekend.
Fantastic. And tell me, what's the feedback like then from people who've been on the tours?
All the people that we've had come through on these tours have absolutely loved it. They have really enjoyed it. Obviously, we ask them which area they'd like their tour of first before they arrive. And then the three staff who do it will spend a little bit of time with people just finding out exactly what their sight levels are, how much colour they can recognise, things like that, and what their personal interests are. And then they will tailor the tour towards those items.
Okay, and you have the visits obviously throughout the year, which people can get in touch about, but we are focusing on a disabled access weekend here. Does it take in the all-important chance to get a cup of tea and a souvenir shop as well?
It does, of course. Where would we be without them?
Absolutely. Now, how long do the tours themselves take?
The tours, we've allowed an hour, so that it's not too much, and the handling sessions are about 40 minutes.
Okay, and presumably, as you say, people would have to book these tours throughout the year. Is that the same for Disabled Access Weekend?
Yes. I mean, we basically, because of the sizes of the rooms and so on, we have 8 places for each session. So for each handling session and for each tour, there are 8 places. Plus, of course, people will have companions with them and things like that.
Okay. Claire, if people are interested in this and would like to come along for an Audio Described tour, how do they get in touch, and remind us of the dates for Disabled Access Weekend?
So Disabled Access Weekend is the 10th to the 12th of March, so not long to go. And our Described tours and handling sessions are actually happening on the Sunday, the 12th of March. And it all starts off at 10:15 and goes through till 4 o'clock. So that's when we're actually doing it. And for contact, people can either email myself at Claire Corby, which is CLAIR.CORBEY, at hrp.org.uk, or they can telephone our reception area on 020-3166-6133, and they will take any details and they pass that on to me so I can phone people back.
Claire, best of luck with the weekend, and thank you for telling us all about it here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.